it difficult to stand the sea if you are not part of it?
My name is James.
My name is Echo.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer, 2.0 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer, 2.4 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxc.org for more information. WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carol Russoff of Craryville, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Running up bands, got my guap. All the bad on the top. Yeah. Too many wild parties on the yacht. Me and Bo got kicked out the yacht.
Air it out. Pull up at your spot and I air it out. Hang on the gas and it's very loud.
Stop saying my name for you wear it out.
I've been sipping, trying to slow me down. I need me a that'll hold me down. Gang coming strong, yeah, we rolling out. Throw a party like Rolling Loud.
Don't come unless you send focus, so just a tenfold. Sent you the info, feeling real blessed with juice, that's my tenfold.
Bless up, she tell me I'm a god, get on her knees for confession.
Set the vid to it, I had to teach a lesson.
Me and Bo, only one bad in our section.
Juice, why these always pressing?
I don't know, let them talk, I'ma go get my Smith and Wesson.
Blessed boys under 21, steady flexing. I'm getting to risk, can't do flights with connections.
40 on my hip, I won't fight, bitch, I'm reckless. But I sip, that coming straight from Texas.
Reach for my chain, you'll get beat just like Nexus.
Lamborghini dreams, but you still drive a Lexus.
I'm a young king, I might fuck a Lexus, Texas.
But I ain't on no Drake, yeah, I won't get her pregnant.
Damn, young Juice World, boy, you reckless. And I feel you until I get a... When I get up in it, I might have to stay in.
Well, if she going like that, let's run it.
I think I need dinner, I might need a playpen and a stroller. How I get this deep, we rode her like a rover.
No games, but I Xbox controller. She do the gang like a nerd doing homework. 40 in my pants, that thought it was a... If I go broke, I'ma jug off Motorola. But now I'm up in France, Lovo, that's my mans. We get the green and then we fly around like Peter Pan.
That's cool, but I just thought about some way.
What?
This baby got your face, so that little baby boy's.
Welcome
back to
Clubhouse Radio live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC.org, broadcasting ACRA, Catskill, Hudson. What's good? It's your boy DJ Popcorn, preparing to bring you an hour of a very good show today. During quarantine, you know, this is a new series that we're doing, adapting to what we're doing, you know, so I hope you guys stick with us and have a very great show. Deuces.
Hello and welcome
from the WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. May 28th will be remembered as the day anarchy took over New York's COVID-19 response as officials began to break the rules set down by Governor Andrew Cuomo. After confusion on whether or when some areas could begin phase two of the reopening process, Chemung County Executive Chris Moss said in a public briefing that he was telling local business owners to go ahead and move to phase two. He said, and I quote, "You know what? We're opening tomorrow," end quote. So far, New York has said the next phase of reopening may come 2 weeks after the previous phase, but Cuomo has not been explicit. In the North Country, county leaders said some businesses will open anyway this weekend. In the Mohawk Valley, county leaders said they could begin Phase 2 reopening May 30th. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said, though he is not a doctor or scientist, that he believes that, and I quote, "the community spread is done. It just seems like at this point, it's not community spread we are worried about," end quote. Capital Region, including Albany, Rensselaer, Greene, and Columbia counties, would not be eligible for Phase 2 reopening until at least sometime next week. Starting now, locally and everywhere in the state, though, stores can require masks. Cuomo signed an executive order May 28th allowing businesses to keep out customers who refuse to wear a face covering. Cuomo said, and I quote, "When we're talking about reopening stores and places of business, the store owner has a right to protect themselves and to protect the other patrons. You don't want to wear a mask? Fine. But you don't have the constitutional right to jeopardize others," end quote. Greene County announced 6 more COVID-19 cases on May 28th, and Columbia County announced 2 more cases. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. Village President Vincent Seeley said Catskill Village officials are considering the possibility of closing Main Street to vehicular traffic this summer to give restaurants and retail stores additional space to provide service in a safe social distancing environment. Seeley wants to see the closure effective 24/7 or for the duration of the summer or until businesses can open to full capacity. Other members of the village board support closing down from Friday through Saturday. Seeley said, and I quote, "The $600 people are getting as part of their unemployment check is going to dry up. We have to get these people back to work," end quote. Although capacity guidelines are not set, the economic impact of those restrictions could be disastrous, Seeley said. "And the 6-foot social distancing requirement adds to the strain," he said. Other municipalities, such as Saratoga Springs, have used street closures to stimulate their local economies, Seeley said. Catskill proposal will allow restaurants, cafes, and bars to have outdoor seating while leaving room for pedestrians to travel between retail stores and to practice social distancing. Seeley said if restrictions on businesses' capacities are lifted, the streets could easily be reopened. Catskill Police Chief David Darling said in a statement he can already see issues with rerouting traffic and parking availability. Darling said, and I quote, "The problem with closing Main Street is very simple. We have a major infrastructure problem with diverting traffic," end quote. He said redirecting traffic to close Main Street would be disruptive for everyone in the village. He urged trustees to thoroughly research the issue. Seeley estimated that Main Street could be closed in 2 weeks' time once the plan is put into motion. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lee is reporting for the Columbia paper. Hundreds of people came out to the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham this week for the county's first free food distribution. The event was made possible by the combined efforts of the Northeast Regional Food Bank, Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Albany, and the Chatham, Ghent, and Valencia food pantries. Susan Littner, Director of Community Impact for the Regional Food Bank, said, and I quote, We've done about 40 of these since the end of March. Now that's about 30 a month. This is the first one in Columbia County, end quote. In addition to dried foods, canned foods, and milk, the distribution included fresh fruit and vegetables. In all, there were approximately 24 pallets of food. The distribution started at 9:30 a.m., and in less than an hour, approximately 100 vehicles had already gone through the line. In preparation for the distribution, each food pantry was tasked with rounding up 10 volunteers. Chatham Police Department, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, and the New York State Police all assisted with traffic flow, and the fairgrounds proved to be an excellent venue for the event, according to Lee. The Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York is based in Latham, serves 23 counties in New York from the Canadian border to New Jersey, and provides food for approximately 1,000 local pantries. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rebecca Carballo is reporting for the Times Union. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin, May 28th, proclaimed that the community spread of novel coronavirus is coming to an end, and then called into question how effective masks and face coverings are, a position that runs contrary to current federal and state health department guidance. McLaughlin, a Republican, made the remark during his daily briefing. He said, and I quote, "The truth of the matter, the community spread is done. It just seems like at this point, it's not community spread we are worried about. You're going to see healthcare workers, some nursing homes, infected because of vulnerability there," end quote. McLaughlin did not acknowledge a second wave is possible, but he emphasized that people need to get back to work. He was also critical of Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to sign an order to allow store owners to refuse service to customers not wearing a mask or face covering. McLaughlin said, and I quote, "I can't wait for the Americans with Disabilities lawsuit on that. And here's why. You have severe asthma, one lung, severe respiratory problems, COPD, you can now no longer shop. You can no longer get food because of this governor. He's out of his mind," end quote. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization have issued guidelines and recommendations to wear masks in public. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, May 29th. While you get a chance, make sure the yard is secured ahead of the storm. And that goes for this morning and this month. Today, we can expect a regular late spring storm. However, based on this season's predicted extra heat and rain, it is reasonable to expect about 8 hurricanes. 3 to 4 of which could be some serious property destroyers. So keep that in mind now before it's an immediate problem. Service those sub pumps, cut down some of those scary trees, maybe. Okay, the day starts out muggy with temperatures at 70 degrees. Patches of rain become more organized and widespread this afternoon with some thunder tagging along. Today's high of 82 happens at 3 p.m. Overnight, the storm and mugginess continues. Temperatures bottom out at 67. Then after 7 a.m., the rain tapers off and should end by noon. With lower humidity, tomorrow's high of 77 will be more comfortable than today. Sunday will be really nice. Go have some fun, just stay away from each other. Pollen will be in medium levels today and low tomorrow. Back to medium for Sunday. The next high tides will be at 8:11 a.m. and at 9:16 p.m. The next low tides will be at 3:33 p.m. and tomorrow at 3:44 a.m. Water temperature will be 72 degrees today in that river. Sunset today will be at 8:03 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:22 a.m. Looking way up, we see 7 near-Earth objects are expected today. The biggest is only 39 meters wide, and they were all discovered in the last 2 weeks. Solar wind speed is currently 285 kilometers per second at 4.7 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. There have been 27 days since the last sunspot, but that may change soon. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
And welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. It's your boy DJ Popcorn, and I'm back here with another show, and I'm here joined by
DJ Yagi,
DJ Jamani,
DJ B6,
and
we got Phoebes and Kingston.
Yeah, Phoebes and Kingston. Well, DJ Phoebes and DJ Kansu on the other end.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, hey. It's DJ Kansu.
And there they are.
DJ Phoebes.
And we are back with another show. I just wanted to take a quick second to say, you know, I hope everybody's quarantine is going good. And rest in peace to all the people who lost their lives during this horrible time of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, straight to our show. How is everybody's day today?
My day was pretty good.
Pretty good. What you about to do?
Vibing.
Yo, I had the grill out this weekend.
Really?
Yes, me too. I had three. Oh. I went to three straight barbecues at like the same.
That's crazy.
I had two barbecues and then I went to my uncle's house in the same week.
I would have pulled up, but I made my burgers with the secret sauce, right?
Mmm.
Oh.
Listen, make for us.
I got ahead of myself this time, right? Mm. So I got some turkey sausages.
Yes.
Staying away from red meat.
Yeah.
Trying.
Yes, sir.
So I threw the sausages on the grill. It was getting all charred up. I threw the sauce on top of them, right? It just randomly came to my mind. Bro, the best sausages I ever had. Kid you not.
Mm.
I make them like that every day. I did it on Sunday, and I've been doing it since Sunday. The best.
Sausages Sunday. Every morning?
Bro.
Sausages every morning.
Sausages, eggs, and potatoes. Protein.
You don't like potatoes?
Mm.
I mean, I like potatoes,
but I mean, like...
Like, I like home fries, you know what I'm saying? Home fries hit different.
You know what I'm saying? So why not every day?
Why not?
I mess with potatoes.
You know what I'm saying?
They be hit.
A potato for my room. Excuse the
Yeah, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just been vibing. like barbecues, like chilling with the family, wearing my mask, not getting sick, you know. Like, and I also been like worried about prioritizing in school and things of that sort. You know what I'm saying? So just let us know how you guys' quarantine has been at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. I repeat, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And back to our show.
I have a question. Have you been looking at, you know, the news and what's going on and outside?
Yes. First, I want to say rest in peace to George Floyd, who lost his life.
Rest in peace.
From the police officer, people. He was a very innocent man, and I feel very sorry for what has happened to him. I just feel like me being black at the same time, I also hold the responsibilities of what's been happening in the community at the same time, and I need to stay updated, not only, you know, being my color, but as just as an individual, like a citizen, just like trying to like keep myself up, like, you know, just trying to keep myself updated on like what's going on.
I understand, but I think I put some songs in there that I think go perfect with this conversation and give everybody a kind of view of what's going on, even if they didn't get a chance to kind of, you know, watch the news for a second, or if you're trying to get away, here's some music that will just give you in that mind frame what's going on.
So, before we cut out, we got Devil's Work by Joyner Lucas, and I hope you guys enjoy. Let us know your thoughts at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Staring at this Bible as I keep glancing. Dear Lord, I got questions and I need answers. I'm trying to understand your vision, all I see is damage. Just a bunch of bodies in the street camping. A bunch of lost souls on their feet standing. We supposed to be your children, I thought we family. You supposed to be my father, bro, I need answers. We don't need to die young, we just need chances. Tired of living on the edge, so we keep scrambling. Trying to talk to these, but they keep. We just want me number one like Steve Francis. Bow our head saying prayer, now the seed's planted. Everywhere I turn, I'm seeing MCs vanish. A lot of good gone, I don't understand it. A lot of families lost and they seen stranded. I ain't trying to disrespect you, I just need answers. I know you watching us from heaven, thinking who to save. Cherry picking who should go next and who should stay. I'd be on my way to heaven if I knew the way. And bring back every good you choose to take. They say you never wrong, but you done made a few mistakes. Cause you taking the wrong, maybe you should trade. Trade us back all the real ones, remove the fakes. I think you should trade. Give us Tupac back and say that shook. Let the legend resurrect it, he gon' live for good. I've been screaming thug life in every different hood. If only you can bring him back, Lord, I wish you would. Give us Biggie, give us Pun, give us Triple X. Take that Trump with you, that's a bigger threat. There's too much power for a coward with no intellect. That's a bigger with a collar, there's a disconnect. Dying, mama crying, grandma need a tissue. Shooting up a now I need a pistol. All them still living, you don't see the issue. But how you taste a leader, then you take a leader with you. I ain't tryna disrespect, just need a meter with you. I ain't tryna overstep, just want a reason with you. Give us back our love, ones that take the evil with you. Send them suckers straight down, no, they don't need a vision. I need you to give us back Martin Luther. Take Martin Shkreli, give us back Malcolm. Take R. Kelly, R.I.P. Lil Snoop. Get that boy's life back. Take Eric Holder, give us Eric right back. I'm sending you this message, Lord, I hope you hit me right back. They say I'm on the wrong train, I know I'm on the right track. Cause Trayvon Gordon, all he did was try to fight back. Zimmerman walk around free, we don't like that. Why you take our mothers from us? Fathers and our sisters and our cousins from us. Got these children getting murdered while they double dutching. Wonder if you take Nipsey Hussle from us. He took a true king, a true brother from us. This a marathon, but they running from us. Now everybody got guns. Up to something, and every gangster wanna prove that they tough or something. You know it's not fair, tell the truth. I've been in my feelings too. But if you took Emmett Till, at least take Dylan Roof, at least take James Holmes. I ain't even mad at that. Just bring back Whitney and give us Michael Jackson back. Feds want me in the slam of. Ain't no justice for Sandra Bland. We up like a sailing fan. Lord, if you listen, I'm just looking for a hand in hand. Take out the and give us back a fam again. Drowning in my tears, trying to pray for something. Wonder why you give us life for you to take it from us. Wonder why you give us family and erase it from us. Maybe hopefully you can have a conversation with us. Maybe I'm just probably tripping cause I need a hug. The hood can't find jobs, now we need a plug. Everybody and their mama trying to be a thug. I don't go to church cause I'm afraid of being judged. I've been staring at the ceiling as a line bed. Watching
follow trends like Simon says. I pray you give us back the real ones and try again. Or maybe take the that deserve to die instead. Tommy Lauren run a mouth and then she get defensive. Lauren Ingram laughing at death and disrespecting. I really feel like you should teach them a lesson. Either that or give us back somebody who deserved the blessings. I left out a bunch of names that I forgot to mention. Cost too much to pay attention and it got expensive. Father, forgive me for I know not what I do. And now I'm reaching out to you hoping you hear me and return the message. I know that you got a back and that you're not against us. Or maybe you just love us so you're doing to test us. I just kind of thought that you would do more to protect us. They say the good die young and I ain't on a guest list. I've been drinking, Lord, forgive me as my blood racing. I don't know what I'm thinking, I'm just frustrated. I don't mean to question you, I'm just confused. I don't know what else to do, I've been patient and it sucks waiting. Took my mans from me, that forever hurts. But putting the blame on you, that'd never work. I know this ain't your fault, it's the devil's work. Devil's work.
Okay.
It's amazing what a fresh perspective can teach us.
Joyner Lucas. And we are back with our show. It's DJ Popcorn.
DJ Jamoni.
DJ B6.
Yeah, Chef Yagi, man.
And DJ Thieves and DJ Kansu. Oh, there they are.
What's up? What's up? Yeah, we're here. We're here. DJ Kansu.
DJ Thieves.
Right. So. Before you guys didn't get to really like check in on how you guys were, so I'm gonna let guys, you know, just like fill you guys, the listeners, in quick.
How you doing, guys?
I mean, we're doing all right here, you know. Excited and like, I don't know if excited's the right word, but like grateful that there's the show going together to like address what's been going on. It's hard. I know I saw something on social media that was this long list of the things that we as black people are not allowed to do and stay alive, including like have a cell phone, go get Skittles, walk down the street. So being very aware of that.
I wonder who wrote that.
Had to be a black man.
Yeah, right?
Yes, bro. Unless it was like something meant to be like maybe like some sort of poeticism, and I don't really like.
Oh yeah,
I don't maybe. Even think that's a word. I just made a new word.
Yeah, no, I was man. Just about to say I don't think that's a word.
Yeah, poetic.
Sound good.
No, I mean, maybe a poetic device, but it was this list of we can't like we can't breathe, we can't have cell phones, like, and it was the hashtags of the names, the many many names, like 50 names of people who have died from police brutality, or from white supremacy. Not to say that the two are separate. Yeah.
So it was like basically saying like, oh, here's the things that black guys can't do, and or like basically like a pamphlet of, yo, hey black guy, if you want to stay alive, you shouldn't do this. You feel me? Because that's what happened to them. But not as a joke, but as a like, yo, a heads up, be careful because
right.
This is what happened when I did this. For me, just like
right and
yeah,
like. About us just how tired we are of not being able to exist in the same way that white Americans are able to.
Gotcha.
Right.
So.
So in a sense, like, not having, like, not as in, like, the same sense of power, but in, the like, the same sense of presence, you know?
Like, equal?
Yeah, right?
Like,
I mean, yeah, that's
like,
a
in
start,
the same sense of, like, feeling, like, the presence, like, I'm about to be around this kind of person, or...
No, I mean, even just literally being able to go get a bag of Skittles and go home.
Yeah, right.
Like,
I get
be
that.
Able to,
I get
like,
that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think Chef Miyagi came up with one of the really best suggestions for a song that kind of speaks to what I've been feeling in some ways and gives some more joy to it, frankly. But it's by Michael Kiwanuka, I don't want to mispronounce, Black Man in a White World. Feeling very much like a black man in a white world right now.
Thank you.
So
thank you for the intro because I already had it queued up. I'm
so
sorry for the ad that popped up. You know what I'm saying? We all go through things. Life happens. So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to let you guys listen to Black Man in a White World by Michael. Can't pronounce his last name. So,
yeah.
Michael K.
Michael K. Still on the other side.
Yeah.
But there's already a Michael K. and Michael Kors. All right. Oh, well.
I've been low, I've been high, I've been sold all my life. I've got nothing left to play, I've got nothing left to say. I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world. I'm in love, but I'm still sad. I found peace, but I'm not glad. All my nights and all my days, I've been trying the wrong way. I'm a black man in a white world. 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 I feel like I've been here before. I feel that knocking on my door. I feel like I've been here before. I feel that knocking on my door. And I've lost it. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. May 28th will be remembered as the day anarchy took over New York's COVID-19 response as officials began to break the rules set down by Governor Andrew Cuomo. After confusion on whether or when some areas could begin phase two of the reopening process, Chemung County Executive Chris Moss said in a public briefing that he was telling local business owners to go ahead and move to phase two. He said, and I quote, "You know what? We're opening tomorrow," end quote. So far, New York has said the next phase of reopening may come 2 weeks after the previous phase, but Cuomo has not been explicit. In the North Country, county leaders said some businesses will open anyway this weekend. In the Mohawk Valley, county leaders said they could begin phase two reopening May 30th. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said, though he is not a doctor or scientist, that he believes that, and I quote, the community spread is done. It just seems like at this point, it's not community spread we are worried about, end quote. The Capital Region, including Albany, Rensselaer, Greene, and Columbia counties, would not be eligible for Phase 2 reopening until at least sometime next week. Starting now, locally and everywhere in the state, though, stores can require masks. Cuomo signed an executive order May 28th allowing businesses to keep out customers who refuse to wear a face covering. Cuomo said, and I quote, "When we're talking about reopening stores and places of business, the store owner has a right to protect themselves and to protect the other patrons. You don't want to wear a mask? Fine. But you don't have the constitutional right to jeopardize others," end quote. Greene County announced 6 more COVID-19 cases on May 28th, and Columbia County announced 2 more cases. Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. Village President Vincent Seeley said Catskill Village officials are considering the possibility of closing Main Street to vehicular traffic this summer to give restaurants and retail stores additional space to provide service in a safe social distancing environment. Seeley wants to see the closure effective 24/7 for the duration of the summer or until businesses can open to full capacity. Other members of the village board support closing down from Friday through Saturday. Seeley said, and I quote, "The $600 people are getting as part of their unemployment check is going to dry up. We have to get these people back to work," end quote. Although capacity guidelines are not set, the economic impact of those restrictions could be disastrous, Seeley said. And the 6 foot...
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, it's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to the Catskill Clubhouse. And we are coming back with another segment. It is your boy, DJ Popcorn.
DJ Show Money.
DJ B6.
And DJ Yagi.
And we are back. Yeah. So, well, during the break, we were just talking about that song, A Black Man in a White World. DJ Khonsu was telling us, you know, that's how he felt. You know, and I kind of relate to that in sort of a way. So, DJ, Miyagi, you want to analyze a bit on that? Go a little bit into that?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. When I first heard that song, I just, like, off rip, like, first 5 seconds into the song, I just, like, when he put this song out, when, why, and how? You feel me?
What was his mindset?
You feel me? But this is where things really started getting to me. This is where, like, I can say I woke up. Because I'm like, all right, back. This is when Black on Black crime, that's when we was having the constant battle where it was all Black Lives Matter, and we had people saying Blue Lives Matter, and then this was after the Trayvon Martin, and it was, the media was all about race for a while.
And then it was All Lives Matter.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Then, so this song came out in 2016. I went off to college in 2017. But while I was in college, I had like this feeling to come across me, and this is not me pulling it out of my hat. I went to my advisor and I'm like, I feel weird. Like something in my gut is telling me like something's wrong, bro. Like I feel like one day I will not be able to walk outside and be who I want to be. And she was a black lady, but when I said it to her, she didn't take it as what I really meant. She took it as, well, you're just kind of realizing to what's going on in life, because that was kind of regular for a black man. I was always used to being watched. I was just kind of regular. But the depth of it was like, I was like internally, like I couldn't control how I was feeling, but internally I felt super scared. Like I feel like I was being watched 24/7. Like no matter where I went, I felt like I was being watched. I had to put on the front. I had to show them like, yo, I'm a good guy. Like even if I was in a bad mood, I'm happy right now. Like you feel me?
Yeah, like the sense of like the color of your skin should not determine how like your attitude and your mood and like your everyday life will be determined based up off the color of your skin. No, I get that.
Yeah,
like I understand. Like when I'm in public, like when I'm in the supermarket, people look at me all sorts of weird. Like I'm like a dinosaur. Like I'm prehistoric to a lot of people. Especially, like people see me, they're like, yo, is that
real?
Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Is that?
Especially if you have like if you have an attitude, if you have an anger problem, think about it. Like it gets deeper. This is why.
Yeah.
This is where I had it. Like I really got deep into it. I can say I actually woke up because I wasn't thinking about myself. I was thinking more about the people who can't defend themselves. Thinking about the people who have mental illnesses that are who have anxiety, that have depression, right. that normally shut down in stressful situations, who can't speak up for themselves. What right. are they doing like this? And the ones that Definitely. Are African American who actually need help. So a lot of things were coming to my mind at once. And I left the city and I moved upstate. So it was a whole different everything was
world.
Different.
World.
Yeah, just, right. Experience.
From seeing rats every day to seeing deers. So it yeah. was just like it was just like a whole yeah. everything was just a whole different
not area. Only the animals but the people around you and surroundings change like the stigma of not only being a black man but just a person in like a community is a whole different feel.
But the thing I like more is that I wasn't just a regular person up here. I was actually who I thought I was. You feel me? Like I can say like the difference from being in the city up here was that I was walking around proud of being a black man because up here, there's not many black men up here.
Because, and you need to reinvent yourself, yeah.
Yeah, right. They kind of suppress the energy up here. What I see, like the culture up here is not really much of it. So when I was in college, I felt uncomfortable because there was no culture there, and everything that we wanted to do that was back to like our roots, like we're having like barbecues or cookouts, or like cha cha sa dance battles and all that.
Yeah, things dance just, circles.
Yeah, and things like that. Just
watching BET with the family.
Feel yeah.
Like, yes. when we did certain things, it kind of got framed upon or looked at as a ratchet or a ghetto or stuff.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Weird. Why are you doing that?
Yes.
Why should that be? Like, why do people look at other people like? See, white people could look at a black man, look at what he's doing, be like, oh, that's weird. Like, what do you? But when a black man can look at a white person, he could think the same thing. You just, they're not familiar with each other in some ways, some areas.
Right, right.
So people not, aren't open-minded.
So yeah.
Two different sides of a coin, yeah.
Like, you know, and that's what, like, a lot of us, like, try to, like, do. Like, a lot of us black people and some white people, too. Like, we all try to, in some way, like, try to break that stigma. Like, we all try to, like, give each other, like, the best surrounding and, like, the best feelings around each other because, like, in the end, like, you're gonna need somebody to trust. Like, you know, by all means, like, you don't always have to trust people. You know, sometimes that's bad. But, like, you know, like, sometimes it gets to the point where it can be serious. Like, when somebody, like, you walk into the grocery store, they're like, oh, this is, like, in my face.
You know, it's actually really crazy, though. Like, I see what you're putting down. It's like, when you meet somebody you never met, and they say something good about you, that makes you feel 10 times better than somebody you've seen on a regular basis saying that, yo, that looks nice on you, rather than a random person. It's just like that
energy.
Satisfaction of, like, oh, somebody noticed it. You feel me? I'm doing something right.
And yes.
I can say, like, it was me being in college, it was an inner battle. That's why I never was public with it, because it was my personal issues coming from a single mother, not knowing my dad, just like things like, yo, I graduated high school, I never been arrested, I don't know if the college, like things I was super proud of that a lot of dudes that they was told that they can't do that, like off the screen of them
like the inner emotions, like just taking over, like in the stigma surrounded around like you know, like, just being a black person in general, like, you have that stigma, like, oh, he didn't grow up with a dad, he doesn't have this, he doesn't have that, and just, like, breaking the stigma, like, I went to college, I have this degree, do you have this degree, because I have this degree.
Yeah, I did that, I did this.
All right, so on top of that, boom, so this is why I said it, this is why I say it was a battle, like, I sat in my room for a while, because I left the city. I don't judge nobody. I never with anybody.
Yeah.
Because you would never know who you might run into, bro.
Yeah.
I met into rich people, poor people, and they all showed me things that I both valued in my life more than money.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when I walk around this, bro, I don't judge nobody. I walk around Philly with my heart open. So off that, me going off to college, I went down to the city. I'm talking to my friends and everything and people I never met. I'm telling them about college and everything. They're like, college is a scam. College is this. And I'm hearing all these negative things about college. But in my mind, college was the only way out for me.
Yeah.
You feel me? That was the only way that I was going to be able to feed me.
You know,
it
was the way you were going to, like, get rid of, like, the name surrounding it. Just, like, trying to, like, break, you know, not only, like, break, like, the type of stereotype in a sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, get rid of, like, the negative name surrounding, like, black people. Like, oh, He's not gonna be anything. All he's gonna do, he's gonna go to school, go straight to prison. He's gonna rot there for the rest of his life,
bro.
And just like have like that sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, like he's just gonna like, repeat the cycle. Like
you know what I'm saying? Just like and break the cycle. We talked about this on one of the shows. It's called the school to prison pipeline.
So yeah,
you may not be familiar with that.
For me, so
but you know.
For me, so exactly, you know about it. So you talk about. I feel super proud about beating it. But as I'm looking around at my classes, at the people I'm with, I'm the only black dude from New York City. Like, I wasn't like mad because I've been the only black dude in classes before.
Right.
But really, what really hurt me the most was that, where are the men at?
Yeah,
we the ones like, where are the black men at, bro? Like back in the, this is what I mean. Like I really was like, damn, bro. Because back in the day, we had Panthers. You got to think about it. From 1404 to 1808, we had over 12 million slaves brought over here. Those are African-American people. That means we're not alone. We're not by ourselves. It's more of us than anybody. But we, statistic-wise, bro, we fill up everything.
Yeah.
So, but I'm saying in class that I'm the only black guy in it, bro. I'm like, yo, where are my homies, bro?
Yeah.
And so when I went down to the city, I wanted to get a mental hold of what's going on in your head, bro.
Yeah.
And with black men in the white world, what I got from that was a lot of black men walk in fear rather than hope and encouragement. And what I was feeling at the moment was the pain they was feeling. It was the people that didn't make it. They was my answers. They were telling me, "Oh, bro, keep going forward, keep doing that." That's the energy they was.
Yeah.
I feel like they was giving to me because a lot of dudes who are smarter than me, bro. I mean, like, you may think you got it all, but there's somebody in who works up every day and puts in 110% and gets no credit, bro.
That's true.
And that dude still wakes up and keeps trying and never gives up, bro.
Yeah.
Until they get their credit.
Until they drop, bro. Nobody cares about credit, but you got to think about it, bro. This is a battle. This is not no video game. This is rights and people's lives getting messed up over here, bro.
Right. Right,
black
definitely.
Bro, black men walking out there. You think about it this way, bro. As a black man, before you born, before you even have a job, sneakers, or anything,
you already got stuff laid out for you.
You first of all, you born with stripes being a black man.
Right.
On top of being born with stripes, you got jobs and priorities you got to do already. And if you ain't got no dad, you got to take care of mom. If you got siblings, you got to take care of your mom and your siblings. Cause mom can't do it on her own. And you gotta think about it. We all have a brain, we all have a heart, we have a spirit, we have emotions.
And especially if she got a job, you watch out for like the younger ones around you, and you try to like, you try to boost them. Even if you're sad, you know what I'm saying, like you put on the face, you're like, you know what I'm saying, it's time to be a big brother. And you like, you gotta push that narrative as, you know.
Yeah, when like the mom's working every day,
you're just like,
from
you know,
6 a.m. to
like, oh, I miss mommy, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry, mommy gonna be home soon, you know what I'm saying? You
that
got
mental,
me for now.
That's what I'm talking about, that mental capability.
Yeah,
that.
Just bring them away from what's negative and surrounding them with the positive things that they really need to focus on.
But then you do that, but you basically losing your childhood at the same time. Like,
true. You can't really hide from the real world.
Yeah, but somebody. You also becoming a, like, if man, you're a guy,
yeah,
you become
you're
a
man.
You're
but
taking care of your family and everything. You become,
you know,
you're going to be a strong man.
At a young age, you're like providing the information that they're going to need and just like sharing them and giving them the information that they're going to need for when you're gone and you're not going to be here. They're going to be by themselves one day. They're going to have kids, wife, children, whatever they're going to have.
And that's true.
They're going to need to prepare themselves for like what's to be next.
Alright, so boom, based off that, before we go into the next topic, next discussion, I want to play DNA by Kendrick Lamar, since we're on the topic of, you know what I'm saying? I want to throw that in there, because that's a really good song. And Kendrick Lamar was dropping them jewels in this one. So, go tune in.
Y'all. Enjoy.
Deuces.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just killed cuz it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a you almost probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker did inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. I've been through, probably offend you, this is Barla's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gonna shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent lit mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness, never struck my nerve. And that's a riff from the bleeding case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth from the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker of emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the filler, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor, beaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter's Brock, wearing sandals, yoga on the Monday, stretching to the fan, I'm watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never on. I don't camera stand, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, sinners on the way, Guinness on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't without a buddy on your belt. You ain't without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of skate. Tell me when this stretch ain't gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
Just a quick notice, you guys are listening to Climbing Poetry, We Rising Up, featuring Karen.
Stop us, the love we got's colossal.
We rising up,
white supremacy, your throne's about to topple. We rising up, all imposters of power petrified like fossils.
People grow in my smile, I ain't deep and I ain't mild and I ain't running, no, I ain't running. Where my shoes walk around, left my stride in my profile.
They used to contrive, we be alive no matter the gun. Nooses and whips, we be our son. Cops to repeat, instead of lie, we be the truth no matter the time. Yeah, we arrive, fist in the sky, shatter the virus, we be the ones. We be strong inside this fight no matter what, don't be polite. Make this freedom look so bright, running at the speed of light. The saints are on our side, look at how we ride. We don't need your guns, we got people power and a plan with the divine. Mira para allá, tira pa' acá la historia en una lanza que nos quiere asesinar, pero la gente. Resistance is a natural response. How you gonna tell me that we ain't bound for freedom? Man, you can't trick us. We got eyes to see us. We be looking beautiful despite your amnesia. Against the contagious, trigger happy fever. Your violence needs a surgical procedure.
You try to
beautiful beyond imagination, the children of cosmic dust wrapped in enigma made flesh. Black people are supernatural, drum magic and time travel. Black people are rising, black people are significant, magnificent, omnipresent, resilient, immeasurable, unstoppable, indispensable, brilliant. Black people are eternal, ancient ancestors of the entire planet. Black people are breathtaking, the creators of this nation, the cornerstone of liberation. Black people are genius, black people are people on a mission to get free by any means necessary. Black people are my heart, my soul, my breath. Black people are the source. Black people are a gorgeous rebellion by the simple act of being.
And we are back.
Perfect. We are back.
So, you know, just a quick little message from Chef Miyagi.
Like, going forward, because I kind of got heated over the conversation I was having earlier. I had to just set myself back for a second. But going forward with, like, everything in society, like, I'm speaking to, you know, the people that really are affected by this day in and day out. Like, you can't live the life you want to live because of the things that are holding you back in life. You feel me? I'm not judging nobody. I'm not saying anything that's going to be out of the blue crazy. But I want us as a community, you feel me? As humans, just like, try to be peaceful, bro, right? And practice the act of kindness. I've been living by that code for a while, and I made more friends than I did enemies.
Just fill somebody's bucket.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Put them up. You feel me? Gas them up. Like,
be I learned that in music class with Miss Verda Chizzy. Shout out Miss Verda.
Like,
so,
for real. But. Try passing around good energy. Energy is real. You speak good energy into existence, and you'll get good energy.
Please. Karma.
Feel me?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Get good energy and keep on vibing. And as you guys, you know, you see the clock. It is now 6:55, and it's time to close the show. We're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. And this is after the coronavirus pandemic ends. If you're 12 to 18 and want to get into programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. And let us know your thoughts on the show. And if you have anything you would like to teach us, email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. I repeat, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
Chef Yagi will be there.
And we'll finish out our show with Don't Believe the Hype by Polo G. And I want to give a. And before we do, I want to give a big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. The Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County for supporting this program. Shout out to DJ Popcorn, myself. Shout out to DJ Chef Miyagi. Shout out to DJ B6. Shout out DJ Shaw Money. Shout out DJ Kansu. Shout out DJ Phoebs. And also, I want to give a big thank you to DJ Kyron. And
oh, yeah.
If you guys know, you know. Peace.
Team for life.
Catch you.
Till next time.